This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 14, 2006. Should you have questions after listening to this recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
Okay, our fifth item of business this morning is a purpose of disbursement policy statement that the Vice Chairman and I and my colleagues and counsel have been working on for the last couple of months, and we have a late submitted document. Mr. Vice Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I would like to move for the suspension of the rules for the timely submission of documents to consider agenda document 06-83.
Vice Chairman is so moved. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries by a vote of all six commissioners present. I'll just have a couple of opening comments on the document before us. You know, this has been an effort in the last couple of months to provide greater guidance on the exact type of entries that can satisfy a political committee's obligation to identify the purpose of disbursements. The regulations have some guidance there, but I think it's long been thought that there a lot more guidance could be helpful in this area. And so a policy statement was issued, a draft policy statement was issued, and we got a couple of comments on it. The document before us today is identical to substantially the same as the proposed policy statement with one substantive difference, and that is adding the term consultant political to the generally unacceptable list of descriptions and adding several descriptions that would be permissible, including consultant media, consultant fundraising, consultant get out the vote, consultant legal, and consultant polling. These changes were recommended by CFI, who was one of the commenters. But I think we recognize this is all a work in progress in terms of the permissible disbursement entries for political committees. But I think that if we approve the statement for us today, it'll be a positive step in providing greater definition in terms of what committees' obligations are. And I think it's equally important to identify the codes, the descriptions that are insufficient, so that council compliance staff for these committees know that that will not be sufficient for them in general, and equally important to identify those that we think generally will be sufficient, so that there's just greater guidance, because my sense is that committees very much wish to comply in this area. It's just difficult sometimes to make judgment calls about how to describe a transaction. So I think that this is a positive step in that direction. So I support the document before us. Discussion. Vice Chairman Lenhart.
Yes, just briefly. I think that this is an area where political committees that often run afoul of our internal practices, that there were a range of different descriptions that we as an agency had concluded were not sufficiently clear to justify or to meet our regulations, and but it was unclear to a lot of political committees what those terms were. And as a consequence, people would make mistakes. They would use terms which we did not find sufficiently specific. And then they would be engaged in a process with us of trying to get that amended, their reports amended to correct that. And this is simply a means or a way by which to try and reduce those kinds of inadvertent errors, to try and guide people to using descriptions of their expenditures that are sufficiently specific, and hopefully will reduce the amount of time that we spend correcting those kinds of errors. So I think it is both helpful and constructive, and I support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Vice Chairman. Additional discussion. Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I also strongly support this document. I think there are a few things that are as frustrating for people in the regulated community is the sense that we're kind of playing gotcha with them. We've got a list. We know what's okay and what's not okay, but we're not going to tell you, and you have to guess. And, you know, so they'll write one thing down and say, no, that's not it. Come back and give us a more specific answer. And I know that's, having been on the outside, I know how frustrating that can be. I've been a long, fervent and adherent of our being more transparent about our internal decision-making processes and in many ways. And I think this is another very positive step in that direction, in making us more transparent and in helping people comply with the law.
Thank you. Additional discussion. Commissioner Bonsikowski.
I don't want to get away without agreeing with Commissioner Weintraub today, but I just want to point out...
I appreciate that you don't hold a grudge, Commissioner.
I just want to point out, and this is, I think, important for people outside the agency to know, this is what now the fourth policy we've put out in just the last 2 months, which I think, again, is a record for this agency, as is was last year, I mean, this past year. And all of the commissioners are united on making our processes more transparent so that people in the regulated community know what the rules are under which we review and look at reports and violations of the law, because we don't want it to be a secret. And this is a good example of that, and I want to compliment the Vice Chairman and the Chairman for having put this together.
Thank you. Additional discussion on the issues before us? Commissioner Mason?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I wanted to address the comments because I thought they were helpful, and they did raise an issue and sort of explain why, from my perspective, we were not really able to go nearly as far as the two commenting organizations wanted us to, and in particular to the issue of establishing a kind of exclusive list. And I understand why the analytical organizations love that sort of thing, because they want to be able to break it down into what, how much was spent on television and direct mail and, you know, all these other things. But of course, the statute is not very specific. It simply says there needs to be a purpose out there. And I really don't think there's any doubt among those of us here inside the commission that if we wanted to go in the direction of an exclusive and comprehensive list, that would require regulation, that we couldn't put that mandate out on the regulated community. And so what we had were some internal materials that we thought were a good step in the right direction. And we didn't think there was any reason to fail to be more transparent and to give more guidance to the extent that we could, and as it were, not put out this degree of guidance because it wasn't perfect and it wasn't comprehensive. Because I think failing to put out something like this would be, as the saying goes, to make the best the enemy of the good. And I hope the commenters agree that taking this step is a good one. And as will become apparent probably next month, we continue to have a large regulatory agenda here. And whether, you know, additional guidance on the purpose of disbursements is one of the most two or three or four or five most important things for the agency to do, I think is a very much a debatable issue, and we can have that discussion. But we appreciated the comments. We're not simply ignoring them, but to go as far as the commenters suggested, I really do think would take a very different kind of process, and would have left us without what I hope that even the commenters will agree is a positive step to take today.
Thank you, Commissioner Mason. Additional discussion on the proposed policy statement. Do we have a motion? Vice Chairman Linehart.
Thank you. I would like to move for the adoption of Agenda Document 06-83 for its publication, to instruct the staff to arrange for its publication in the Federal Register, and to authorize the Office of General Counsel to make any conforming and technical amendments that are necessary.
Vice Chairman has moved adoption of Agenda Document Number 0683 concerning a policy statement for purpose of disbursement entries, to authorize the staff to have it published in the Federal Register, and I can't recall the last element of your motion.
Authorize the Office of General Counsel to make any conforming and technical amendments.
And authorize
necessary.
Our counsel to make any technical and conforming amendments that may be necessary. Thank you. The Vice Chairman is so moved. Discussion on the Vice Chairman's motion. All those in favor say aye.
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 All opposed? Motion carries by a vote of all six commissioners present. Thank you.